Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of this show, the law firm Condori & Murad, can help you to draft a last will and testament, set up a trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. They're going to take great care of you like they take care of us on G&D. Schedule a consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny's holiday vacation's underway. Grant Paulson with you, alongside Steve Zabin today, who is in the saddle. Zabe, we're getting ready to talk to the former head coach here in D.C., Jay Gruden.
Yeah, before we do, though, quick over-under on P. Rivers tonight against that Niner D. Over-under yards.
156.
Over-under completion percentage?
54.5.
More touchdowns than picks?
No.
Okay.
I think this is going to be ugly. My favorite bet of the week was the Niners to cover 5.5. I think the clock's about to strike midnight on the Cinderella story.
Yeah. On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. Ted Britt, Ford and Chantilly and Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters. Ted Britt, Lincoln and Chantilly. And Ted Britt Chevy in Sterling, all home to Ted Britt for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com.
Jay Gruden is on the Rude Guest Hotline. Jay, good to talk to you again. Zabe's in for Danny. What's up, buddy?
Good to see you guys. Good to hear from you. And take the over in Phillip Rivers' completion percentage because he throws a lot of short passes, my friends. Take the over.
That is okay. A good point, actually.
But not on the yards?
Not necessarily on the yards, no.
Got it. Just
he's not pushing it downfield.
For 23 for 142 yards, I can see it.
Oh, I can feel that. I want to start, actually, something that came up on the show earlier, and we said, let's put a pin in this and ask Jay about this. Is there an actual card?
Laminated card.
Laminated card for when to go for two, when not to, or when to go on fourth down and when not to, that somebody has on them during a game?
Not on fourth down when I was coaching. We definitely had a go for two chart for sure. That was always available
chart.
For.
Where was the chart kept?
It was kept in the press box by one of our assistants.
Ah.
So he would just like it would be score and time of game.
Mainly it was score. How many points you're behind? Should you go for two or not?
Got it.
And it was I kind of had a pretty good feel on that going for two and when not. You know, I never went for two when we were down by 14. What was it, 15 to 14 to 13? I always try to keep it within two scores. I never try to get that extra point like a lot of teams are doing now. You know, you're down by eight, kick the extra point, you're down seven. A lot of teams are going up two to go down by six, which makes no sense to me. But other than that, they're pretty easy to do.
Did your staff make that chart, or did you, like, download it from the internet?
That was a chart that's been around the NFL for many years, even when I was with my brother in 2002 when I first got the league.
Okay.
So we had that same chart, yeah.
I think the chart's changing, though, because that whole down 15 late or down 14
now,
late.
The new one is 14. 15's always kind of been the thing.
No, right, but down 14 late, the new thinking is go for two right away. And I understand the pseudo-logic of it. I don't know if it really works.
Yeah, to explain it to listeners really quick, the idea is, so you're down 14, you score. Now you're down eight, and the idea is you eventually could kick two extra points and tie, but if you have two chances, if you have a chance essentially to win by getting a two-point conversion, you do it now so that you know whether or not you're going to need to go for two later.
Right.
The sooner the better.
Correct. Yes. The other one I do not agree with is if you're down nine, a lot of teams want to go for two to go down by seven. I would kick the extra point and go down by eight because you're still only one possession away. If you don't get it, you're down two possessions and the game's down or over. That's the other time. That's the other one teams are doing nowadays that I never did.
So would you get on the Motorola? Like, who had the card? Who would you be talking to?
I never had to really use the card. And unless it was like a 24-point game or something like that, then it really doesn't matter. You're getting your ass whooped. So I never really.
But I guess what I'm saying, Jay, is in a world where you wanted input, just to know, what does the card say? Would you get on your headset and say, like, let's say the guy's name was Tim. Hey, Tim, what's the card say? And then you would just go with your gut anyway? Or how would that have even worked? What are the machinations?
We always had the card available. I never used it.
Yeah. Huh. I mean,
yes.
You guys, data-wise, did you have, like, an analytics department at that point? It was.
Not really. No, we had. I was never really big into the analytic part of it. I'm more of a people person, and how the game is going through my gut. I never believed an analytical little nerd up there telling me I should go for it on fourth and two at the 40-yard line when my two offensive guards are hurt, my center's hurt, and I'm going against Vita Vea or Golinata. You know what I mean? It's not an easy down. You know, everybody thinks, hey, it's 2 yards, you can get it. Well. You got to have the right play against with the right personnel. And sometimes punting, backing the team up if your defense is playing good is good too. So there's a lot of situations that, there's no analytical person who can tell you what's right or wrong, in my opinion. I mean, you just got to have a gut feeling.
I think the league
and
is.
Momentum. Momentum's key as well. I mean, if you want to seize the momentum, if you guys are playing kind of lulling, the game's kind of like, feels like going to say, hey, go for it on fourth and five to create a spark, some juice. Maybe wake your defense up if you don't get it. Get your ass out there, get a stop,
Yeah,
so I think part of that as well.
I think the league's gotten too aggressive. I think the pendulum has swung too far.
Yeah, I think you're right, especially these teams that aren't taking field goals early in games. I think getting 3 points on your initial drive is key. I think Detroit went down there and tried to go for it on fourth and three instead of kicking a field goal. When these games are going to be tight at the end, hell, I mean, 3 points is still pretty good. Now the issue, though, is this stupid kick return rule where they're like, well, we can back them up, instead of kicking off, letting them have the ball to 40.
Yeah.
So that's another issue that comes into play now that I never had to worry about. Because usually when you kicked off, worst case scenario is at the 20-yard line. You need bang, bang out of the end zone. They're going to get the ball to 20. They got a long field. Now they get the ball 40.
Former Redskins head coach Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny here on The Fan every Monday at 5 p.m. The Bears and Packers both had a go-for situation in the red zone. To start that game on Saturday night in the red area, failed rather than kicking field goals. Although I got to say, I hated Dan Quinn going for the fourth and kicking a field goal on fourth and goal from the two to open the Washington game where they got that field goal. Your season's lost anyway. Like, what are we doing here? Trotting out a 19-yard field goal? Let's go for two there.
Yeah, that's different. If you're not in the playoff hunt, you might as well go for it. What the hell you got to lose?
Speaking of which, the 2-point conversion in this game. This was a major point of consternation. The Eagles are up 17, 3-possession game, 4 minutes left. They go for two. Dan Quinn took great issue with it. So did his players. There was a brawl that ensued. Did you have a problem with that?
No, not really. Why? Did they thought they were rubbing it in?
Yeah, I
kind of running up the score is probably the wrong phrase because it's only one extra point. But the idea was they broke an unwritten rule of just kind of coach to coach, what the hell? You're making us look bad.
Yeah, I didn't really even think about that. And there was still, was there 2 minutes left to go in the game? Yeah, they probably should have just kicked it. Yeah, I can see how people get their ruffles their feathers ruffled or whatever you want to say, but I don't think it's 1 point is that big of a deal. It's not like they, you know, trotted out Saquon Barkley up by 25 points, you know, at the 1 yard line and let him get a touchdown to go up by 40. You know, it was still a 12 point game or whatever it was, right? 17 point game.
Yeah. So, coach,
why would you get your ruffles severed over at 1 point?
Yeah. So they're not going to do it, but is the argument to play Jaden Daniels now stronger or weaker than it was 2 weeks ago?
Definitely weaker. I don't think there's any reason now to play them. You know, they're playing the Cowboys, which is a meaningless game, and now the Eagles, really, which is a meaningless game because the Eagles have clinched the division. So both these games really don't matter. I think if the Cowboys were battling for a playoff spot and the Eagles were battling for a playoff spot, to play spoiler and try to get a win against one of those two teams, I think would be different. But right now, if nothing on the line and some of the injuries that the Washington has acquired with, you know, the tight end being hurt and obviously the left tackle, I don't know if he's going to play or not. Definitely, I think it's weaker. Don't play him now.
Interesting. So you base it on whether the opponent is playing for something, almost like a respect for the game. We don't want to just lay down and give another team an easy win.
Yeah, for sure. Can you imagine if, you know, if we're vying for a playoff spot and we're playing the Cowboys who are out of it and they say, hey, we're not going to play Dak, we'd be happy as hell, but
yeah,
the rest of the league wouldn't be happy, you know?
So,
you know, you look around the league and you see Joe Burrow battling his ass off and all these other guys that are starting quarterbacks on teams with Dak Prescott's going to be playing. They're not resting. So, you know, I don't really know what the difference is other than Jaden's had a couple more injuries. Joe Burrow's had 4 or 5 injuries. He's the franchise. They can't do anything without him. So, that's the other argument. Say, what? Why is Joe Burrow and Dak Prescott playing when it doesn't mean anything? You know, so. But you know, in fairness to Jaden, he has had, you know, 3 or 4 different injuries this year, and it probably would be better.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny here on the Fan. Stick with quarterback for a second. So they've got Sam Hartman in the building as their developmental guy on the practice squad. Their fourth quarterback, who's become their third, and now if Mariota's out, he would be their second in theory to Josh Johnson. They've decided to go sign Jeff Driskel, who's on the 53 and is going to back up Johnson if Mariota can't go. Why not give Hartman a look? What was explained to me is, well, he hasn't practiced all year, so you're kind of throwing him to the wolves. Jeff Driskel just got here 6 minutes ago. You're not doing the same damn thing to him? I mean, how much has Josh Johnson practiced?
They're going to be wolves eating whatever quarterback plays. So why not play the guy that's been in the building, at least been in the quarterback meetings all year long? I mean, you know, not taking reps at practice with the first team is one thing. At least he's been on the practice field, been in the meeting room, listening to the terminology, knows the no-huddle words, all that stuff, the snap count, the cadence, the audibles. He should know all those. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I would play Hartman before I'd go to Driskel, although Driskel can run a little bit better. Maybe they want to do some zone reads or something like that and get him crushed too. So I don't know. I would go with Hartman. He's been there. He's kind of, you know, he's earned his way. I mean, why have him on the roster as a practice squad guy if when the time comes, you don't use him? Might as well get rid of him.
So just to be clear, would you play him over Josh Johnson because he's younger and has some future? Or are you saying you would just have him back up Johnson and not involve Driskel?
Worst case, I'd have him back him up. I would try to get him ready because this is another opportunity to see a guy play. He's obviously got some talent. He went to Notre Dame, had a pretty good career. He's been on your roster for some time on the practice squad. He played in the preseason, did some decent things. You know, he struggled a little bit, but I mean, hell, why is he there?
That's a great question.
He's developing for these moments. If your quarterbacks go down, he has to be ready. So let's see if he can be that guy next year or the year after. And if he fails miserably, then hell, let's go keep Driskel in for next year as a practice squad guy or backup. So yeah, I would definitely look at Sam Hartman if he's been there.
If I ran the league, Jay, I'd mandate every team carry 4 quarterbacks all year long. So at least number 3 and 4 are in the meetings, like you said, that know the calls and whatnot. They're not going to get any reps per se, but at least they're in your building. You're not calling them off the couch. Would that make any difference whatsoever? I've had football people say to me, it doesn't matter that those guys are not NFL quarterbacks anyway.
Yes, I can see why they're saying that, but it would help a lot as far as the process of calling plays and getting your game plan together, instead of teaching a brand new guy like when we had Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, that's what I figure. It's a lot less
legwork. We brought Mark Sanchez in. He was only here for 5 days. He had to play against Philadelphia Colt McCoy broke his leg. And then we went to Josh Johnson off the street. He only had like a week of preparation before he started against the Giants or came in against the Giants. So, yeah, that would have been a lot better if we had 4 quarterbacks. But, you know, back then they didn't have the roster spots. You had to either take out a DB, take out a receiver, take out a lineman, whatever it might be. So I was like, hell, if we I'd rather have guys practicing at those key positions during practice, receiver, scout team, DB, whatever it might be, than have a fourth quarterback standing there playing catch. You know what I mean? Yeah. We needed those bodies to practice. We didn't have enough bodies to practice without them.
Can you explain the Josh Johnson phenomenon, though? 39 years old, 14 teams. He comes in on short notice, and he's non-awful. He's not great, but he's non-awful.
I've had him three times. My brother drafted him in Tampa when I was there, and then I brought him to Cincinnati when we had a couple injuries, and then and I brought him to Washington, obviously. He's a very bright man. He's a great person, a great backup, very positive, and he can run. He is a very elusive player. So, you know, if you're not going to be able to drop back, a true drop back quarterback, he's not going to know protection, just get his head beat. You got to have somebody that can run and make some plays with his legs. That's why he's so valuable. And he was with Baltimore sometime. He's been everywhere. I can't name all the teams he's been with. But, yeah, he's just a great guy and a great backup. He knows his role, and when he's asked to play, he can make some things happen because he's so athletic.
I wonder if he could name all the teams he's been on. That would be a hell of a challenge. It'd be like asking, who was it, Cromartie, all his kids' names or whatever on Hard Knocks?
Well, that includes some teams in the AFL. Is the AFL or what
UFL.
Was the
UFL? He played in the United Football League.
Yeah, Sacramento Mountain Lions is one of them that he was on. The Los Angeles Wildcats is another one.
That might be arena.
The San Diego Fleet he was on, and 14 NFL teams.
Yeah. Jay, how did you decide the white flag punt situations? So I ask this because Quinn twice in this game punted in situations I just didn't understand. So that fourth and four from the plus 40 with nine to go down 11. It's an 11-point game. You're at the plus 40. It's fourth and four.
That's a terrible
punt. And they punted. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
And then they had another one like 3 minutes later. Fourth and six from the plus 44. With 6 minutes to go, you're across midfield, still down 11, and they punted. Like, what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, I had no idea what he was doing there either. I've questioned coaches' decisions very often, but those two were very odd to me, especially the first one. There's 9 minutes to go. It's fourth and four, and, you know, it's going to be hard to get the ball in that position again. You know, it's hard enough to get stops with a defense the way they're playing, and definitely was a head-scratcher for me. I can't explain that one. And that was way too early for a while. If you're down 25 with 9 minutes to go, then yeah, punt it. But,
like 11? I mean, it's a touchdown, two-point conversion, field goal.
Yeah, you're still in the game. Yeah.
And you're definitely getting two possessions still in 11 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, you still have the weapons out there with Terry and Debo and those guys. Somebody could get open, I would think. So, yeah, that was odd. I can't understand that one.
All right, let's bounce around the league here before we let you go, Jay. Couple to hit on. Ravens, Patriots last night. Baltimore led by 11 with 9 to play. Drake May, dime of a 37-yard touchdown pass to get New England back in it. Then they go on an 89-yard drive to win it as well. He throws for 380. Would have been 400 because he had that pass interference call that was a drop down the field that didn't get called. But what did you think of his performance in New England winning in Baltimore?
I think it's big time. I think this kid's just really done a hell of a job this year as far as his growth. He struggled a little bit last year, but his confidence level is big time right now, and they have a good running game. McDaniel does a good job of calling plays for him, keeping teams off balance, and Drake is performing at a high level, and he can run with the football. He makes good, sound decisions. He doesn't put his team in harm's way, and their defense is playing good enough, so yeah, they're playing great. I've been impressed with the New England Patriots. I think Vrabel right now should be coach of the year, at least one of the top two or three guys, him or Liam Cohen or somebody.
Speaking of the sophomore quarterback class, Caleb Williams, how about the throw he made in overtime to beat the Packers?
Yeah, it was only 30-mile-an-hour wind. That was a hell of a game, really crazy game. I stayed up to watch that one. That was awesome, and he's coming a long way, too. And I think Ben Johnson's done an incredible job with him and not making Caleb do too much. But when Caleb has been asked, he's answered the bell with big-time throws. He's not turning the ball over like people thought he might. He's not taking a lot of sacks like people thought he might. He's doing a great job, and the Bears are right there with a lot of the best teams in the NFL.
A guy that you've always had a hard time evaluating, you've told me, is Trevor Lawrence. 1 month ago, I finally got off of the table that I've been standing on, defending Lawrence forever. And I said, all right, I'm out. I'm done.
You laid down your sword.
Yeah, I did. I sold right before my house became worth $1 billion. He's on his best heater of his career now. He looks like the guy we thought he could be.
He is. You know, and that's the whole thing about him. He's been up and down his whole career when his ups are really high and his downs are really low. But right now, he's maintaining the upward trend, which is critical for this football team. They play very good defense. They stop the run. And Liam Combs doing a good job of getting different people the ball. Backs out of the backfield. ETM's doing a great job out of the backfield as pass catcher. They had a couple good ads during the season. They're pretty good. They have a big deep ball threat, Brian Thomas Jr., and they are doing a great job. I mean, they have really, really impressed me the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Do you ever get mad enough at the end of a game you would want to fight the other coach if you had the chance?
Yes, I've had many of those opportunities.
Many of those.
Yeah.
What's the most mad you can remember being at another coach?
Every time I lost, I wanted to kill the other guy. I just didn't like to lose. You know, I just hated losing. I just hated it. I hate them celebrating over there on the other sideline and doing dances. I'm always,
a guy like Mike McDaniel. You know, a little small guy.
He'd be the first guy.
The easiest guy right there. He's Glass Joe when it comes to other
coaches
fighting.
Pull down your pants. You know, nobody wants to see your socks. Yeah.
His capri pants.
But there's nothing that comes to mind like the Nick Sirianni thing where a dude went for two and you're like, what the heck's the matter with you? Like that kind of thing?
No, nobody really ran it up on us that I can recall. No, I know me and Harbaugh got into it in a preseason game one time. I want to kill him. But
John? Or
which one?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, John, yeah.
What happened in that?
Johnny Boy.
We had a fight on our sideline, and, you know, the referees, it was right on our sideline. I'm like 2 yards on the field, and the referee's yelling at me, hey, get back on your sideline. And Harbaugh's over there in the mix of it, yelling at me.
I remember that. He was out in the middle of the field. That's right.
And I'm like, what about that SOB? He started coming after me because I yelled at him. So, yeah, we almost got into it there.
I forgot about that.
I think he would have taken me, though. He's a little bigger. I don't know. It would have been a good fight. I would have put up a good fight, though.
If the money was the same, would you take the Michigan job or the Jets job?
Oh, my God.
Same money, but you got to deal with the NIL, Jay, in college.
Yeah,
now.
I'd take the Jets. Okay. You kind of can identify what you need. You got to get a quarterback. You know, it's easier said than done, but, you know.
Right. At least there's some structure to it. College is the Wild West right now. Very slimy.
For sure. Yeah. I don't even know where to begin in college.
Yeah, no kidding. It's bad right now. All right, we appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Good catching up, as always. There's Jay Gruden.
You know where you're starting college. You find a guy with $20 million, just like, you know, Dillingham did this weekend.
He's trying to.
One of the more outrageously brazen sound bites of, man, we just need a guy with $20 million to stroke a check. I'll make him those famous guy. We're in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm like, where's the art of the sell in this exactly?
Well,
like, I understand this.
For people who missed it, they're asking him. They go, so what do you have to do to consistently be in the playoffs? How do you get to the
top? And he said, get a guy to stroke a check for $20 million.
We got to find someone who will cut us that check. And then he starts just looking into the camera, one shot.
Yeah,
you're out there.
Yeah.
I know you are.
Hey, come on.
This is Scottsdale, Arizona. Surely someone out there. We can't find one billionaire who's got $20 million he wants to give to the program. Yeah, that was pretty gutsy.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's finish off our list of the must-watch Christmas movies that get us in the Christmas mood every single year. We've got five. We've both given two. We'll finish that next on Grant and Danny. Zabe in for Danny on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Obviously, it's their choice to go for two there,
right,
and you know, it's your job to stop them. But is there an unspoken respect between coaches, teams, where you know, in a game in that situation, you don't do that? And kind of, did you feel like it was a little bit of a sign of disrespect?
Yeah, I can only answer for my side, what I would do. But hey, man, like that's how they want to get down. Then, like, all good. We play them again in 2 weeks.
Not my favorite answer, because you got to play him again in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Although,
you know,
the Eagles are going to sit so many starters in that game. Maybe Washington can make that their Super Bowl, beat their backups, and then go out to midfield and say, see, we told you so, and neener him a little bit.
Could they lose the 3 spot, the Eagles?
Oh, yeah. Well,
meaning could the Panthers, if they finish with 2 wins, pass
no.
them?
I don't think so.
Because that would get the Panthers to 10. The Eagles are currently at what?
Eagles are at 10-5.
Okay. If the Eagles lose out, they win the tiebreak? I'm just assuming. Let's say the Panthers stretch their legs and get to 10. Do they pass them? That's a question to be had. Otherwise, you're right. They're probably going to be benching just about everybody. By the way, I know I'm sitting in. I've had a great time chucking beer cans out the window, riding shotgun with you, Grant. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. So I'm nobody to take a stray at your fine producer, Darris.
Yes.
But you missed one there, my man. He said, if that's how you want to get down on it by Cooling the Gang.
That would have been good.
That's the song. Get down on it. Actually, that might not even be Cooling the Gang. I got to check that out.
Well, guess what? Tomorrow.
We run it back.
I'm sure we're going to get
we'll
another
just do
opportunity.
It then. Yeah. There you go.
You
had it right there.
He just didn't run it back.
It is cool in the gang. Get down on it.
Garris, I'm putting you to work here now, too, because I need some Christmas music. So we're going through our top 5 must-watch Christmas movies of the season. I went with Jim Carrey's The Grinch and The Santa Claus. So far, I've got 3 more in my top 5. Zabe, you went with?
I went with my essentials, and this is all personal preference, obviously. But I'll blurp out the top 5, then I got to tell you about the most dad thing that I've done in a long time regarding Christmas and movies. But my essential 5 are Christmas Vacation, Elf amongst the new school ones, Home Alone, and then It's a Wonderful Life, Black and White, and then obviously the White Christmas is one of the first colorized movies, so it's in brilliant color vision, whatever. That's my essential 5, knowing that everyone's got their own favorites.
Our podium finalists are the same. Well, not that you did it in any ranking, but I had Christmas Vacation 1, The Elf, or Elf, with Will Ferrell 2, and then Home Alone. And that's 1 and 2. I actually think 2 is probably better than 1. One of those rare circumstances, especially Christmas-wise, New York City, Duncan's toy chest, the whole
deal.
So, but Christmas Vacation, Elf, Home Alone's very good. I had the Santa Claus and the Grinch. So here's some also receiving votes here before you get to your dad thing. Are you familiar with Christmas with the Cranks?
I saw it.
A little bit of a deeper cut.
It stinks.
I think
it was
great.
A cheap knockoff handbag.
It's so good.
To Christmas Vacation. They basically flipped the premise of Christmas Vacation on its head. What if the male lead didn't care about Christmas?
Boom. Exactly right.
How would that play out? The problem is Jamie Lee Curtis came off as such an unlikable you-know-what in that movie. I was like, no, boo, it doesn't work.
The beautiful daughter comes home
boyfriend. And the Emmett guy. The
Santa Claus guy.
With the
umbrellas.
He never sold me as a legitimate rival, a neighborhood rival to Tim Allen's character. I never bought into it. So the sweet payoff at the end of here, have my cruise tickets, I can't go. Which, by the way, you can't transfer cruise tickets. You can't transfer airplane tickets. Not even in whatever year that movie was shot. But whatever, I'll go with it. I didn't quite buy that scene. So I didn't hate it, but I'm like, this is a cheap handbag knockoff. I'm glad that you like it, though.
I watch it once a season.
Okay.
Four Christmases, Vince Vaughn.
Four Christmases is phenomenal.
Reese Witherspoon. That's a must for me. I watch that every December.
The only problem is it has no Christmas imagery being shot in the Bay Area. So there's no green trees. There's no snow. There's no winter, but funny as hell.
It's a great flick.
Yes.
Have you seen Office Christmas?
I have. And
TJ Miller.
It's okay. It's in what like I consider my new... I try to categorize these into sort of groups. The new school ones include the likes of Office Christmas Party, 8-Bit Christmas, The Night Before with Seth Rogen is
yes,
a new school
good.
Movie.
I like
Spirited,
that.
Which is an Apple Plus thing, a musical, was not terrible.
Didn't see
Noel
it.
With Anna Kendrick, not a great movie, but it's Anna Kendrick for 2 hours. You're going to like watching her for 2 hours, okay? Last Holiday, which my folks watched last night over the weekend, and then The Holiday, as well. If you want some really sick Christmas movies, Bad Santa is the least disturbing of them. Krampus and Violent Night are two of the most disturbing Christmas movies ever.
I saw Violent Night in theaters for some reason, and it was a wild ride. There's a couple scenes in there that you're going, what am I watching? All right, I'll give you one deep, deep cut. Trapped in Paradise. You ever heard of it?
No.
No one's ever seen this movie. Trapped in Paradise. Wait till you hear this cast. It is great comedic flick. Nicolas Cage, Dana Carvey, John Lovitz.
Yes.
Dude, it is awesome. 1994 it came out. This is like my dad and I's kind of sit back and watch Trapped in Paradise.
Okay.
They're criminals that get stuck in this little town where they're trying to rob a bank. And then they get taken in basically by the people that own the bank. It's a great movie, but I like that one as a deeper cut.
The Essentials on TV specials, Charlie Brown, The Grinch, Frosty, and Rudolph.
Can't go wrong.
And then you've got some of your cult classics like Santa Claus is Coming to Town, The Year Without Christmas with the Heatmeister,
yep,
and Mr. Freeze or whatever his name was. Scrooge and the Santa Claus are also... Scrooged is another one, which is a spinoff.
Bill Murray.
A flip side version of... Christmas Carol, but whatever. I actually like some of these television show Christmas versions. I will watch all 9 Office Christmas episodes sequentially. Christmas, because it spanned the length of the series. There was like 1 or 2 years they didn't have one, but a Benihana Christmas in The Office is one of my all-time favorites, where Michael marks with a pen one of the two girls they brought home from Benihana to the office party to remember which one was which. Totally deranged.
Christmas television, that's true. I don't really go down that aisle very often. But
I also sought out on purpose the Family Guy Christmas special called The Road to the North Pole, which is a dark vision of Santa Claus is dying of exhaustion because his elves can't make iPads. So Stewie was snubbed by Santa in the mall and decided he's going to go up to North Pole to kill Santa Claus and cannot be deterred from it. So Brian is trying to keep him in check all the way to the North Pole. It is twisted, but it's kind of funny. Here's what I like, though. I did the daddest thing ever because I'm like, damn it, all these streaming services. Where is this? Where is that? I went to the interwebs and I went to Grok and I typed in for the following: Paramount Plus, Peacock, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, and then finally Hulu. I typed in what are the Christmas movies and TV specials available on this platform? Click. It then spit out all of the stuff that's on there.
Oh, look at you.
I then printed all of these out, and I wrote the damn password logins on the top of every one of them, so you don't have to sit there with your remote in hand, utterly disoriented, going, oh, click, 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 where is this, where is that, what should we watch? It's here on paper, Grant, because that's what a dad move is.
That is the all-time dad move. I thought I was ahead of the game, because I liked, so that I had it in my Twitter feed, a graphic that I found of what's streaming where. So
that's
I
good.
Had it, and
right.
I screen grabbed it and kept it in my phone. You just straight up had Grok do the work for you.
I absolutely did. So it's all right there, and I've watched 1/100th of this content.
Exactly. There's
I got to
so
get
much.
Cracking. Problem is, there's too much sportsy sports stuff on, especially the NFL. And my feeling is, eat the NFL while it's on your plate, because it'll be off your plate for a long time. Long time.
Speaking of the NFL, breaking news on DK Metcalf, and it is surprising news, I will say.
Is this a tease for the next side of the
break? The league is coming down hard on DK Metcalf. That's next on G&D.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
DK Metcalf had mixing up with someone in the stands.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is not going to have great consequences for the Steelers and Metcalf.
The appalled Tony Romo. Oh, my gosh. Very dramatically.
Oh my word.
Zabe in for Danny, Grant and Danny on the Fan. That was Jim Nantz, CBS, on the telecast of their cameras catching DK Metcalf. It's odd they even saw it, because generally when a guy's that far behind the bench, there's not really cameras tracking those players. But he goes over to the railing, to the stands, and he's having this interaction with a fan where you can clearly see him pulling down and grabbing the shirt of while talking to a fan. And then it looks like closed fist. He clenches and punches up at, maybe even making contact with the fan. It looked like he threw a punch. Well, news just came out, Zabe, in the last few minutes. The National Football League is clearly,
drumroll,
sending a message here. DK Metcalf suspended for the remaining two games.
Whoa.
Of the regular season. He will be eligible to come back for the playoffs, but the Steelers still play the Ravens to get in. They still need another win or two, possibly, to get into the postseason. And now they're without their best player on their offense. Of late, I guess Kenneth Gainwell might have something to say about that. But this is Aaron Rodgers' go-to guy.
Yeah, this is the NFL saying, this is the last thing we need right now when we are raking in side deal after side deal from streamer, you know, Amazon, Netflix, money, 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 international games left and right. We saw what this kind of thing, violent fan-player interactions, did to the NBA's perception with the malice in the palace. We are not going to have anything close to that. So this is as much of a warning shot to anyone else who decides, hey, I'm tired of this guy chirping me. People have chirped NFL players from that front row behind benches forever. And the players that have known how to deal with it, they wait until their team has won the game, especially on the road, and then they turn around and they give that good-natured chirping right back, and that's as far as they go. But you can't do this.
You can't. And this was my point earlier. It's the point I'll always make with players. The NBA, you have seen this elevation of players interacting with fans, players feeling comfortable engaging and kind of clapping back at, I'll say. And don't get me wrong, there are fans that say terrible things, awful things, that do terrible things and awful things. And I'm for them being kicked out of stadiums. I am for, if they do something they shouldn't, being arrested even. If it you know, goes to that level where they throw something at.
Arrested for something on the field.
No. I'm saying if a fan throws something and hits a player or dumps something on a player as they're walking down the tunnel.
Yeah.
If they're being a real jackass, if it's worth it, fine them. For the fans, I mean, kick them out. And arrest them, whatever. Never have them back there again. Like, I'm not pro fans acting crazy and being drunk and being entitled to just treating these human beings like they're not human beings. However, big however here, the obligation for the millionaire is to just deal a little bit. And
yeah,
forever, that's kind of been the expectation, and it's not anymore. There's a story Danny and I talked about a while ago. I'm off on a tangent a little bit, but Bradley Beal's wife took great issue with a fan at one point, to the point where Beal left the huddle. This was in Phoenix. And he, like, leaves the huddle and comes over, and he's, like, being separated. And on social media, he posts that somebody was doing this terrible thing, and my wife had to deal with this all game, and I was protecting her. And the story, as it came out, whether these are all the details or not, was that, according to the people in the area, basically this guy was booing Brad Beal and saying that he wanted him traded. And, like, the wife was like, my kids are right here hearing this.
Right.
And she starts getting into it. That doesn't reach the threshold. I'm sorry. The guy who spent all the money to sit there, who's a loudmouth loser idiot because he's booing and yelling and trolling a player in front of his kids, who's probably had something to drink. I'm sorry, but saying that your husband should be traded and he's having a bad game or a bad season, I know your kids don't want to hear it. Go up to the suite with where the family sit if you want to do that. But that doesn't reach the threshold. The skin has gotten thinner, it feels like, of what we allow, what we think is okay, when we need people kicked out of the stands. And in the case, I don't know what happened. I don't know what was said. It might have been terrible. DK Metcalf shouldn't have been over there.
Have you seen the NBA in this latest round of cracking down on gambling, prop bets, where they've said they're going to limit the amount of prop bets on certain players and limits on how much you can bet. And there's some prop bets where you will not be able to bet the under because they don't want guys intentionally tanking. That at least to win a rigged over bet, you have to try. And that's what they wanted to get to. But they also said, the NBA, that they would crack down on fans who are taunting players about their statistics or anything gambling related. And I thought, oh, you leagues, you have gone so soft here. You're the ones that wanted to invite gambling in once you realized how much money it was going to make you. And now you're like, oh, no, you can't give any player grief because he's only scored 5 points in a game. You can't have it both ways.
It's so simple for me, Zabe. Where was DK Metcalf when it happened? He was at the fan area. Reminds me of the movie Knocked Up, where Seth Rogen's yelling at the sister, Leslie Mann. He's like, this is my room. That room over there with the vending machine, the waiting area, that's your room. I'm the dad, my room. Vending machine, your room. Get out of here. Right? Sideline football players. Stands, fans. Get the hell away from the stands.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Part of the problem is, once upon a time, athletes would make 10x the average annual salary of somebody that had a good annual salary in the U.S. 10x is probably it. Maybe less than that. Now it's probably 1,000x.
Right.
I mean, the average annual salary in the U.S. is $63,000. There are athletes making $63 million a year or close. And that's 1,000x. So the decoupling of fans seeing players as in their same universe,
it's a great point,
has been distorted by money. And so they say more out of control, vile, and sometimes just cringy things. Like, I'll see guys that heckle dudes, and I'm just like, really? Like, this makes you feel good saying all this stuff?
Well, I think it's completely abhorrent and childish and immature and ridiculous. I'm a guy, though, that would never boo. I mean, I don't see it. But
you've never booed?
Doing shtick. Not my own team that I like. I booed the opponent or something like that. Like, I'll be...
You've never booed your own?
Oh, no chance. No, that's not for me.
And you never would?
Would not.
No matter how bad?
Definitely not. No chance. But, like, I will sit down at an NHL game and, like, a guy's skating by and I'll slam the glass or I'll try to talk trash or try to get under the skin of Marchand at a face-off or... You know, but they can't hear you. It's like, I'll mix it up. I'll do bits, but... No, the people that are actually vile and angry and saying terrible things, grow up. I mean, they are the bad guy in this.
True.
If they're saying something terrible. But my point is, it doesn't matter what they say. DK Metcalf, stay where the players stay. Here's your spot. Here's their spot. What the hell are you doing?
I know. But players now, especially in the NBA, are getting fans kicked out for the most trivial of slights of
this
things
is my point.
That they consider. So I think in the NBA, the power to the players is out of control. They'll turn around. I've seen LeBron do this. He'll like point someone out, get him out of there. Like, some woman was kicked out just because she was saying something. It was not vulgar. It was not even profane. He just didn't like it. And he was like, she's being a nuisance. Yeah, get her out of here.
You see this in the NBA more than other sports, for sure, where they'll bring the ref over and say, kick them out. It's like, well, what did they do? And then you find out after, if they're telling the truth, they were just being mean. They were heckling them. I'm sorry. Like, still we have to raise the threshold.
Right. Still the greatest little sports Easter egg I like to pull out, thanks to YouTube being on my phone at all times, to people who are casual sports fans, like family members and whatnot. I'll say, well, you know, it's not as bad as when a handful of Boston Bruins climbed the glass and went into the stands to beat up fans with their own shoes. And they go, that didn't happen. I go, oh, really? Boop. And I go to YouTube, and I pull up the video, and their eyes are like, oh, my God.
We got Don't Forget About coming your way, and should Sam Hartman see the field before the year ends? It's Grant and Danny with Zabin today on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.